Greetings and welcome all to the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Every week, our intrepid cast of gamers will do their level best to somehow ruin their game master's intricately designed adventure. But without further ado, here is your game master, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Knights of the Tabletop. I'm your guide, Scormus. And today we are continuing with our December Yule specials.
Woohoo!
Oh, the bells will jingle. Anyway, so let's introduce the crew, starting today with Domina.
Hello, I will be playing Mags Gronendale, a Belgian Shepherd dog who is a stray and a herder, and actually not very charismatic.
How about Bjorn?
I'm going to be playing Fallon and Artisan Mutt.
Is he going to say more than two words this time?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Three, perhaps. Bielis?
I am playing Topper. Topper is a good dog. He is a guardian. He is a fettel.
It didn't take much to break Scarlet, but hey, we're again joined by Scarlet.
Yep, and I'm going to be playing Potato, shepherd herder corgi, who kind of doesn't know what the hell's going on. He's young and stupid.
Hmm. And finally, we have Ten.
This is Sasha Borzoi. I'm playing a hunter runner, and I bring all the dogs to the yard. I thought I'd steal Domino's quote.
I don't know if I said that.
You did.
Yep.
Okay.
First episode, I think.
I say so many witty things, I just can't keep track.
I would like to point out that we went an entire episode without a fortune coin being added to the bowl.
I think one should have been added at the end.
Ouch.
He didn't
ouch.
Notice.
Ouch.
He didn't
know. She was talking about getting spayed and neutered.
Your pet spayed and neutered, and Tan went, ouch.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was too busy focusing on other things. So.
Question? Yeah. Fortune coins or what now?
That's actually a good point to point out for those who haven't been listening to our Pugmire games. Pugmire is very similar to D&D 5th edition, except for it has this fortune mechanic, where we start with... At the start of adventure, we start with two fortune coins that you get for free. Whenever you do cool things, funny things, stuff that goes, hey, yeah, I'm going to give them a fortune coin, you get one. If, for some reason, you roll badly on a critical roll, see what I did there? You can ask the group, hey, can I use a fortune coin? And if they say yes, I will take one, put it away, and you get to re-roll or re-roll your damage or whatever's necessary. You needed to roll a save and you failed on the save or whatever. You know, that's an important thing. And yes, I'll give you the third one because, you know, normally you're gaining three or four per session, mostly because of Topper, but whatever. Oh, wait, didn't I have you guys being mauled by a bear?
Yes.
Well, yes, you did. We were trying to distract you from that.
If you didn't hear last week, yes, they were about to be mauled by an angry, hungry bear. So,
uh-oh.
Oh, that sounds like initiative in the distance.
Yeah.
I think somebody needs to roll. I will also roll for an angry bear.
Well,
oh,
you're going to dice jail now.
So what do I add to this?
Your initiative.
Oh, that's it?
Yep. Yes, just your initiative.
Damn. I was hoping there was something else I was missing.
So,
good luck, y'all.
All right. Same. Let's go around. 10 you had?
5.
5.
Yep.
All right. I'm sorry. Potato?
I got 1.
You rolled a 1.
I rolled a 2, but my initiative is -1.
Your initiative is 1. Awesome. That's almost as great as the 0 that Fallon managed to get last game. Okay, so Topper?
17.
Finally.
We won't die, maybe.
Someone,
like I said,
actually competent.
What's going on?
And Fallon?
I got a 4. to follow that notice of zero.
That's awesome.
So we're just sort of snuffling at the ground. Just there's an interesting tree here.
Well, we heard the bear. We're just not ready for the bear.
They all heard the bear.
I heard the bear.
Mags, what'd you get?
An 8.
Everybody like, oh, is below the bear, with the exception of Topper. So, Topper, what would you like to do?
Good thing you're up front.
Well, when the bear comes into range, I'm going to swing at it.
You're going to swing at the bear.
Yes.
So, swing at the bear.
At the bear.
The bear.
The bear.
So, that is a total of 11. I rolled a 5. So.
You strike, but you do not seem to damage it. It has a very thick hide.
Understood. It was a very low roll.
And then comes the bear.
To no one's great surprise.
Ooh. It got an 18 to strike. I believe that hits you.
Who's it swinging at?
You!
Okay. Well, you didn't say.
You stepped in front of it.
No, I didn't. I didn't move.
You
I said when it comes in range. I
yes, it
at.
Got in range. You hit it. It hit you back.
Okay.
So...
It didn't go.
So it hit.
I got hit with this sharp object. I'm going to go eat the corgi instead.
I would. I'm looking at the wrong one.
I know.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, but you're new.
You get 5 slashing damage, sir.
Okay.
Your tin can. Basically,
you hit it and it goes roar, and it smacked you down with a pop. Well, it. Smacked you. Didn't smack you down.
Understood.
You're actually pretty tough.
Man.
Oh, I believe that then falls to Mags.
Yep.
I am going to swing at it with my great axe.
Oh, yes. The Death Star.
So that would be 17.
17 will hit.
Okay. So then 1d12 plus 2. Okay. Who is not in dice jail right now? 1. You're in dice jail for sure.
So that's so 3. A total of 3?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
These are horrible dice of yours. They're
okay.
Bad dice.
So you have struck it. It then goes to Sasha. You're going to go point, point, or. Did you get the revision to. Alchemy? Oh, not alchemy. I'm sorry.
Archery. Okay. Not the second one, no.
Okay, so you can hit poink. Poink. No, you can hit poink, poink, but not poink, poink. You can't hit 2 targets. You can only hit 1, but you can hit them twice.
Yes.
So please do. You can attack and throw your bonus action if you wish.
Attack early and often.
I'm going to brain fart. Roll plus.
You got these reversed. So your attack.
No, that's
with,
my bite. You ignore that.
No, I'm talking the things. These should be in the damage category. You are with your longbow, plus 3 to hit, right, with your dex, plus your proficiency bonus.
Great.
6 plus your roll.
18.
You hit. Please roll your damage.
8.
Ooh, max damage. Oh, wait, you get your dex bonus in there.
Plus 3. So, 11.
8. 11. 8, 6, 7, 8. Ow, that was a palpable. It's got an arrow sticking out of the side of its head.
Probably not again.
Yes, you have your bonus action. You may burn your bonus action to shoot it again. She took archery and refined it.
Might help if I rolled a 20.
Yeah, roll a 20.
Oh, I like that roll.
Didn't you get out your thingy?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh.
6, so 25?
Yes.
Is it?
That hits.
For another 8. Oh, 11.
Whoa. So it's got 1 out each side
1,
of the head.
2, 3, 4,
no, just push
5,
the other one
6,
farther. So it sounds like Steve Martin.
9, 10, 11.
It
was 11 the first time to do this.
You told me it was 8.
Plus 3, which gives you 11.
All right, so we'll just add those 1, 2, 3. That's a total of 25 damage. It only had 22. Poof! Basically, in one eye, then in the other eye, it's down.
Oh, I was going to hit it with a stick.
Sorry.
I was going to attack the darkness.
Excellent job, Sasha.
Yay!
Thank you.
That bear just got owned. And this was supposed to be a big, nasty introduction to how bad
Sasha's
the fearsome
like, steak for dinner,
tonight.
Anyone?
And you.
You have a dead bear.
Steak for dinner, anyone?
It's yeah.
In closer inspection, its fur is kind of mottled and missing sections, and it looks like it's not keeping on weight. Perhaps diseased. Anyway. It doesn't look dead. It just looks
maimed. Well, it doesn't look undead.
Yes, exactly. It definitely appears
it
to be
not undead.
A dead bear.
Hey, pull your arrows out, and then you got like eyes you can play with.
Kebabs.
Do you retrieve that for her to play with the eyeballs?
Sure.
You can have the eyeballs. I just want the arrows back. Thank you.
That takes the fun away.
You just all left holding eyeballs.
You can go like with a flaming marshmallow and go wah, 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 and fling it off and stick it to somebody's head.
Or you can play the drums on the side of the bear, the xylophone on its ribs.
A little squishy,
My gaming group is fucked up.
You knew this going in.
Yes, I know, but I'm pointing that out to everybody else.
They knew this going
You've
in.
You've known me for 20 years.
Enjoy. Enjoy the madness I have for decades. Okay, so you done killed the bear. That means I got to bring up my notes.
When she was only 3.
That was...
What? Sasha, Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. You asked.
Yeah. Yes, we are old.
Yes.
Y'all are.
Most of us. That's true.
Right. So
there is potato to think of. Think of the potato! Tasty.
Yeah, I actually had the note in, assuming they survive the angry beast.
Well, we did bet.
All right,
next.
So...
Thank you, next.
You continue into the woods.
Follow cool. The yellow brick road.
There's nothing worthwhile
Follow
on the bear.
Of course not.
But it continues to get darker and darker, except for Sasha with her dark vision goggles.
You're the one who gave them to
me. Once it gets dark enough...
No, you earned them. I'm sorry?
Once it gets dark enough, we'll light a torch. If we're going to continue forward.
You've been marching all day at that point. You might want to set a camp.
All right, we will set a camp.
Okay.
Find a little less snow.
Can I get wisdom checks from y'all?
Oh, God.
Just a straight-up wisdom check. D20 plus your wisdom bonus.
Oh, my God.
These dice suck.
That is good.
You had a good roll?
All right, hold on. 10, you got?
23.
7.
3.
15.
Ooh, 13.
So the dice have abandoned half the team again. If you got above a 15, raise your hand. Okay, you're fine. Everything's fine with you. The rest of the team is starting to feel, as you're setting up your camp and getting your fire built and whatnot, the things that you generally do setting up a camp, start feeling very uneasy.
Mm.
The darkness in the forest is very cloying, and it's starting to feel very claustrophobic.
Nope.
Well, that's true. It's perfect that you rolled a 23.
Why don't you get a plus 6 on this one?
Why would I get a plus 6, though?
No, that's for control. This is not something that's trying to control or command.
Ah.
It's just the forest is very dark and scary.
Does anybody else think it's spooky out here?
Nope.
Yes.
Actually, yes, a little bit.
That's what fire's for.
That is true.
And the fire helps a little, but... It doesn't seem like it goes far enough. The trees, there's just so many trees, and it doesn't seem like it extends. There's too many shadows.
I don't like this.
So many flickering shadows.
I don't like
it. So what are you going to do?
Oh.
Be edgy and angsty.
I'll take first watch.
Be edgy and angsty, then. Interact! Play your role.
I have my role. Watch everybody safe for the watch.
I like that plan. That's a good plan.
It's late. They should go to bed.
Who's next?
I'd like to make a no arcana check.
Please do.
16.
You don't... It doesn't seem to be a magical effect, but you're not actually detecting magic, so...
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't seem magical. It just seems dark and scary and cloying and claustrophobic.
Would no nature do anything?
You could certainly make an attempt. I'm not going to say no.
Okay.
Religion might be more appropriate.
I have no religion.
I can do that.
Thank you.
That's a D20. Let me get one that's not in jail.
Oh, there it is. It landed on its head.
Let me find a better D20.
So what would I add to it?
Your nature.
It's a wisdom skill.
Okay,
so you'd add your wisdom bonus and your proficiency bonus.
15.
Okay. No, you do know that there's a reason why it's called the Fearsome Forest. It's dark and scary in here. Many dogs go in and few come out. It is a badger and monster ridden place where the shadows seem too long and it never sees the sun. It's a scary place.
It's not quite Thunderdome.
Would no religion be helpful?
You can certainly attempt it.
All right, let's see how this one works. This will be very loud. I apologize.
But it seems like that's something Mags would know. All
right. Luke, 10.
Your God is forsaking you.
The Church of Man teaches nothing about this. That...
My dice all suck today. I don't get it.
Hey, stuff happens. So... Who wants to take the second watch? Nothing happens on the first.
I'll take the second watch.
All right. Other than the shadows continuing to flicker and move unnaturally, nothing appears to occur on your watch. Who would like to be third watch? Okay. You're going through and you're sitting there looking around in the dark. Because you can... see in the darkness up to 60 feet, much beyond the range of the fire. And, yeah, everything seems fine. Everything's good. Please make a dex save. She's the perfect character for this, though. She actually has dex as one of her class saves. So,
20.
You got a 20. So, you're sitting there by the fire, and you hear the crackle. And, you know, up above, you hear this slight cracking, and you jump to the right as a branch, a very heavy branch, falls and slams down right where you were sitting by the fire.
I look up.
You see nothing.
I look at the branch.
It simply broke off.
Suicidal trees.
No, it's the tree.
It's a Widowmaker. Trees.
Yeah.
A Widowmaker came down and... would have taken you out had you not made your deck safe.
Aww.
As a very
firewood.
Large... firewood. And well, actually, it just severely smashed your fire. You're going to have to make a survive check to get your fire going again. By the way, that woke everybody up.
What was that?
It also just barely missed within feet of your tent.
Is everybody okay?
Survive is a wisdom skill.
Oh, well, that's lovely. So, if you have trouble, you can always ask me. 23.
Dear God,
she
woman.
Needs no help today.
I want your die.
All our dice luck went to her.
Yeah, apparently. So.
It's been good. Although I have had a bad roll, so
yes.
It's just me.
A bad roll.
So you're able to, you know, deal with the branch and get the fire going again. Who would like the fourth watch?
I will take it.
Shaky, 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 wake up. It's your turn.
We're already awake. The branch
notice.
Woke us up.
Well, you could have gone back to bed. But Fallen gets up, and let's see.
I go to bed.
Fall in the fire?
Some more.
Yep.
You sit next to the fire, and you hear noises in the wood in the distance. You can't quite tell how far, but certainly beyond where the range of the firelight goes. Off in the shadows.
I attack the darkness.
You really want to use
it? No.
Okay. But it is definitely spooky as hell. But your watch passes without incident. And soon, the shadows don't seem quite so long. You can't see the sun, but you just can feel It appears to be about morning, and it soon is not quite too dark to walk.
All right. I wake up the rest of our fine adventuring group.
All right. You managed to survive the night.
Rise and shine.
That's one.
Chow's up.
Okay, so there's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players. So
he's counting how many, you know, graves to dig.
You didn't many moat.
Well, you were the one that was on the third watch, so. Oh, wait a minute. Is it the one on last watch or third watch? I forgot the note. Okay, it's the last one on watch is exempt, so. 2, 3, 4.
Afraid.
Not long after you get up, Mags, you notice something. Can't find your great axe.
Okay. My axe is gone.
That sucks.
So I look around for it.
All right. Would you like to search?
I have search. I'd like to try to search for it.
Do you have the skill?
No.
I have the skill.
I have keen observer. No nature.
What's keen observer's page?
I don't know.
It should be, you have it written down by your...
No, I don't. I didn't know I needed to do that.
You are a...
I have a notice, which is 67.
You're a stray. So,
I have notice as well, and no nature.
Those are 60.
Let's be a breed, then.
Oh, I think it's breed, because it's herder.
I don't have that. Right, and that's why I ask everyone to write down the page numbers so it's easy to find.
Never been asked to do that.
Okay, well, would you please do that in the future?
I will consider that is the notice to do that, so now.
Okay, cool. Keen observer. So that was under herder, or no?
I don't know what it's under.
What's your breed?
Herder. And I'm also stray.
Okay, there's... All right. What the hell?
Is there an index that you can look up notes?
No, it's not very useful at all.
Keen observer.
There it is. The herder with this trick gains an advantage on all wisdom checks involving hearing, sight, or smell. So, yes.
Okay.
You get to roll a second time.
But she doesn't have search.
You want me to look for it?
If you would help me look for it, that would be awesome.
If you have notice, you can make a notice.
I do have notice.
Okay, so you can make notice at advantage.
So I roll 2 and take the highest then?
Yes. 15. One of those was not a d20. You rolled a d20 and a d12.
Ouch. Sorry. Well, that's a 13, and that is a 9. So 13.
Plus your wisdom, plus your... I'm sorry, Keen gives you... Okay, it gives you advantage. So, plus your wisdom.
17.
Plus your proficiency bonus.
17.
Total? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you don't notice it.
I rolled a 20 for search.
You don't notice it.
Okay.
Anyone else want to search around?
I don't have...
Sorry.
Okay.
I could do notice, but...
Notice.
Then try it.
You said advantage.
No, she's at advantage with Keen Observer. You're not.
18.
Okay.
No. 6.
I can't beat what Topper got.
Topper got a 20 on search.
No.
I can't beat that.
You cannot find that axe.
What the fuck?
The Death Star has gone missing.
Oh.
I have one.
Oh, I have another axe.
Okay.
But it's not a great axe.
We're just axing
where this one went. It's just an okay axe, not a great axe.
We're just axing where this one went.
But I'm
you and your cutting wit. Oh my gosh.
Hey. Hey, got you a coin.
You're welcome.
He's a sharp one.
Okay. So, you pack up your camp and continue on the path? Or along the map.
Right.
Who is, by the way, keeping track of the map? I don't think anybody's got anything resembling cartography, but if you've got survive...
Yeah, I've got survive. You've got survive. Most of us have survive.
And you have keen observer, though, and survive is a wisdom. So
and no nature and
yeah, diverse. I think you're keeping track of the
because
map.
It involves sight and whatnot. With Keen Observer, you would probably be the one to track with the map.
It's, in theory, she's supposed to be sort of a tracker.
Please make a survive check.
Oh god!
So an advantage
survive check with an advantage to stay on the map.
So 17, and that's wisdom.
Wisdom, yes.
22.
All right. So you appear to be still following along the map. It's hard to tell in the forest, but because there is no trail.
Does traverse help?
Traverse is for like climbing and
terrain,
swimming, that sort of thing.
Okay.
It's athletics and acrobatics combined, kind of. Although balance is kind of acrobatics as well. All right. So you continue on for a while and see where we are. And eventually you hear in the distance the sounds of battle.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
Hope my axe is there.
So would you like to go investigate?
Carefully?
No. We rush towards the sound of battle.
That's not carefully.
No.
I have wisdom of 8.
Yes. Your artisan just ran off towards the sound of battle.
I think you were using the royal we there.
I will give you a fortune if you actually follow through on that.
I do. Yeah, I go.
He runs off.
What the fuck, dude? Jesus Christ! Is this your first day in the wilderness?
Would you like to keep your artisan alive and go chase him?
I said I chased after him.
All right. Yeah.
Is he always this dumb?
Yes.
Aw.
So off you go.
He's the smartest, he's the dumbest smart guy we know.
You come to the closest thing to a clearing that is you would find in the forest where the overhangs are not quite as close together and there's not so many trees, so it's kind of an opening. And there are a group of badgers fighting each other.
Are they fighting over my axe?
You can't tell. They're tearing into each other. Some with weapons, some with just basic claws and teeth.
Let's
they're
stay
going
start shooting them.
It.
No, no, guys, let's stay here and see. Let them take each other out and then
yeah. I'm for that.
But someone go get Phelan.
So whenever
Phelan instead of Fallon.
I'm assuming you stopped at the edge of the forest.
Yep.
Yes. Once I figured out there were badgers.
The bells have jingled, so let's tie this up real quick. You stopped at the edge of the clearing, quote-unquote, with the air quotes. They're tearing into each other, and after several minutes of just savagery, eventually one beheads another.
Cool.
After taking a really hard... I mean, he seems to be one of the bigger ones. And he is, like, he's got entrails coming out. He is shredded. But... You know, he takes out the last one and eventually falls to a knee and then falls over on his side. And his
breathing,
he has labored breathing going on. He is not doing well.
I say we just go end him.
The little one's gotten bloodthirsty.
Sounds like it.
Okay. So, I'll allow you to go approach.
Yeah, all right.
I am assuming you're going to go up close, or you just want to shoot him at distance.
We should ask what the fuck is going on if he's not...
Yeah. You can do that.
Is there a badger war?
So, you approach.
Hi.
Enact.
I'm not approaching.
You seem to be in terrible pain.
He looks at you with one eye. The other one is torn out of his head. He's bleeding all over. Just catches you with a piercing gaze. There is nothing but madness and death on your path.
Cool.
Did you take my axe?
He breathes no more.
Damn it.
Well, we can search around and see maybe they do have your axe.
There's like 12 dead badgers here. They've got a variety of regular badger gear.
Badger, 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 mushroom!
A plastic! Snake! A snake!
Let me go to the badgers really quick, because they have gear. Some of them, anyway.
They have plastic.
Shinies.
Let's see. There's a total of 6 plastic among them. And going to the badgers.
Artifacts.
There are no artifacts, but the one that died appeared to be a chieftain.
Ooh.
And he does have a great axe.
Replacement!
It's partially broken. The handle is cracked and whatnot, but it's not in the best condition, but it
I
is
bet we can fix it.
Technically still a great axe.
Just not so great.
You find some moderately intact battle axes and other weapons. There's some javelins, too.
I have 11.
Okay, so you got plenty, but... And they've got leather armor, as usual, although it's not the greatest quality. Belt pouches. The sort of general gear you really don't care about. It's mostly trash. But they're very similar to the badgers you encountered at the... what was that? August Adventures? Yeah, I believe it was.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stupid badgers.
Stupid badgers. But not dead badgers now.
That's okay.
Yay!
That's how they should be.
Okay. So we continue on.
Make a pile of them or just leave them where they fell? They can stay where they're at.
Leave them to rot.
I'm liking you more, potato.
Okay,
That spud is coming along.
All right, so that's where we're going to call it for today. If anyone else has anything to add before we go...
If potato loses his food, is it a potato famine?
No, but if I get squished, it's mashed potatoes.
Or smashed potatoes. If it had been the you, the branch fell, smashed potato.
So many good jokes to come.
Baked potato. Well, unless you get into some drugs, then you could be a baked potato.
Anyway. Till next time for the Knights of the Tabletop, I am your guide, Scormus. Bye!
Bye!
Bye! Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Please return for our continuing adventures next week, and let us know what you think of the show at scormy.com. or whatever service you use to receive this podcast.